What you watch depends on what kind of mood you're in. Sometimes you're craving comedies like Friends or South Park, and sometimes you're more into dramas like HBO's Succession and House of the Dragon. There's also cooking shows like Chopped and Beat Bobby Flay, and even movies like The Lord of the Rings and Shazam! Fury of the Gods. Well, Max is the streaming destination that has the best of entertainment for whatever mood you're in anytime. And plans start at as little as $9.99 a month. Max, the one to watch. Subscription required. Visit max.com.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit betterhelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you to everybody locked in, tuning in all over North America. I appreciate you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And we're hitting every place. Here in Atlanta, up in New York. Shout outs to folks in the Northeast. Much love to everybody in Florida. What's up, San Diego? Hey, what's up to Las Vegas as well? We're going to talk about Las Vegas in a minute. We just had a caller basically say, oh, well, why do they even have the Las Vegas Golden Knights? It's not even a big enough city. It's just a bunch of visitors. I'm like, come on, just give them a break. And they are smacking the living hell, and thank God it's about to end. The Golden Knights are beating up on the Panthers. Well, have beat them up. 7-2. I mean, these aren't necessarily the type of numbers and scores you hear when you think about a hockey game, but 7-2, the Golden Knights beat them on Saturday night 5-2, and tonight it's another beatdown 7-2, and the Golden Knights here are about to take a 2-0 lead in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And so we have so much more to do as we continue on with the show. If you want to talk to me, it's real simple. We got a phone number. It works. Got a lot of lines connected. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We opened up the show by talking about the Denver Nuggets and the Miami Heat. We know that series is now tied up at 1-1. And as we continue on with the show, and I'm going to talk about Vegas as like a sports town and as a sports city. We'll do that momentarily. I do want to talk about the Kansas City Chiefs visiting the White House today. Michael Vick, and then also Randy Moss, they are on the ballot for the College Football Hall of Fame. I think you got some shoo-ins right there. Jaren Jackson Jr. has an update on Ja Morant. We got a Colts player who's out here betting. Kyrie wants LeBron in Dallas, allegedly. And so we got a lot to do. If you want to holler at me, I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere and all over social media. Now, let me kind of hit a rewind a little bit. We've talked about this beatdown, and you don't got to be a hockey fan to understand this. We've talked about this beatdown that the Golden Knights are giving the Panthers, 7-2. And you would think and believe by the time you got to the Stanley Cup Finals that here we are, we got a bunch of dudes right now that would be in a more competitive game. And it's not. It's a beatdown. It's a blowout. And thus, there it is. That's just the nature of what we're witnessing right now. And then we talked about the popularity of the sport here stateside and who's a household name and who's not. And then we had a caller who reached out and basically said that, hey, you know, the Stanley Cup Finals right now, you got Vegas here and all of a sudden, the Vegas Knights, an expansion franchise, they've only been around for, 5-6 years now, and they've already been good. And like the fix is in for Vegas. And Vegas shouldn't even have sports teams. It's not big enough of a town. I mean, it's more than 2 million people who live there. And you got a crap ton of visitors who come in all the time. There's several reasons why Vegas is luring in sports franchises. It's because of the acceptance of legalized gambling. That's pretty much number one. And I think as we all can see right now, from all of the folks who have been caught up in gambling, ain't none of them have been in Vegas yet. We got a guy on Indianapolis Colts, I think it's Isaiah Rodgers. He's currently being investigated for gambling on the Colts. And so who needs to be in Vegas when all you got to do is open up your phone and go out there and gamble? And so Vegas is a sports town. Like, it's, I would say it's like any other city. What's the difference between, if you want to talk about the trappings of a city, what's the difference between Vegas and or Miami and or Los Angeles and or New York or Chicago or Houston? I mean, you can go any place and be entertained. Like, you can go anywhere and quote-unquote find trouble. Vegas is not a bad spot. Now, I do hate the fact that the Oakland Athletics are being dragged out there. I hate the fact that the fan base in Oakland is basically being punched in the mouth on the way out the door. But I can understand anybody going to Vegas for business reasons, to go out and make money, to take advantage of the market where betting is pretty much acceptable. And it's normal now. So to the guy who called up and he wanted to crap on Vegas, go out there and visit. Stay a little while. You know, get off of the strip. Realize that they're actually human beings who live in Las Vegas, man. So just come to the year 2023 just a little bit. And I see, speaking of Vegas, in Las Vegas, it's a final. 7-2 is the final here. The Golden Knights beat the Panthers. Hey, Shep, we got audio of this beatdown, this ass whooping.
I mean, it might as well be a boxing heavyweight fight the way that they laid down. But yes, we do, JR.
Yeah. What did the first goal sound like?
Arceso, and he shoots. He scores. Arceso. Nothing Golden Knights. Jonathan Marchessault. Power play goals in consecutive games.
That's the first one. What about the second one?
Martinez shoots. He scores. Alec Martinez. 2-0 Golden Knights.
Yeah, it's just a lot of horns. Get ready for another one. This is the third one.
Wah walks out in front and scores. Nick Wah. Knights, 3 minutes into the second period. First shot of the period, and the second goal in the Stanley Cup playoffs for Nicholas Wah.
Yeah, the guy with the horn is just like, hey, I'm going in tonight. That's 1, 2, 3. Here's 4.
Now down the middle. Score! Howden! Its feet once again. 4-0 Knights.
I wanted to hear how long he could honk the horn. Well, somehow, some way, the Panthers got a goal up. We're not going to listen to that. It's a waste of time. Let's listen to a fifth goal from the Knights.
Eichel to Marchessault, all alone. He scores. Welcome back, Jack. Marchessault makes it 5-1. 2 minutes into the third period.
This is abuse. This is abuse. If you're in Vegas, it's fun, but this is abuse. This is what they get for sucker punching that other guy the other day. I'm talking about the Panthers. There are 2 more goals. You thought I was done? Here's more horns. Number 6.
Carlson behind the D, and he's centered, and they score! Amadio! 6 goals for the Knights. Carlson to Amadio in transition.
And that's just one long horn. And he didn't hit you with the it's just one long horn. Hey, long horn. Anyway, here's the final goal. 7.
Touch pass and a shot. Score! Brett Howden, second of the game. It's a power play goal. 7-2 Golden Knights.
And they had two guys out there who had two goals apiece. This is all courtesy of the Golden Knights Radio Network. Here, let's take a listen to the final call. They should be excited going up 2-0 here in the Stanley Cup Finals.
And Stanley Cup Final Game 2 is over. 7-2. The Knights smack down the Florida Panthers. The Flamingos come onto the ice. And the Panthers skate off, trailing the series 2-0.
That's an ass-whooping, folks. Nobody's supposed to be getting beat up 7-2, 5-1, 5-2. Let's just hand Las Vegas the trophy. Just give them the trophy, man. They tried to win it right out of the gate when they popped up here. Just give them the trophy. Now we got to have, well, at least everybody in South Florida, they now have to have hope in the Miami Heat. Good luck. Good luck to them. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Maybe when the Oakland Athletics get the Las Vegas, whenever that may be, if it comes to fruition, maybe the Oakland A's will be good again. I'm going to tell you how historically bad they are. It's pretty pathetic. Terrible, as a matter of fact. Let's go ahead and talk to Chad. Chad is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chad?
Hey, what's up, man? I want to respond to the hate that the Golden Knights got from a previous caller. Like, all I want to say is, like, their rookie season, they were badasses, but we don't want to talk about that. But I think we got it.
What? Well, anyway. Hey, Shep, did he complete his thought, or did he lose it?
I think he lost it. What you and I both know he was inferring was basically, this is not a fluke. They got to the final their first time around, even though they didn't win it in their inception season 5 years ago.
Well, thanks for filling in the blanks. I heard that part.
No, I got that. But what I think he was trying to say was the disrespect from, and I believe it was, Chris from Louisiana?
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
To borrow a phrase from The Rock, you ready? It doesn't matter what that guy's name was. Who cares?
The point is, I feel like, and there's been a couple people that even said, pass us along to JR. Please let him know that Vegas is actually a really good sports town, and we're not going to take the disrespect. So that's what he's trying
Vegas
to articulate.
It's not – people aren't just landing at – what do they call it? McCarran Airport? They gave it a new name, whatever it is. People aren't just landing at the airport, spending their money and leaving. Like, people live there. It's just the facts of it. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go ahead and talk to Steve. He's calling from a great hockey town. Steve is calling from Pittsburgh. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Hey, thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to make a comment with regard to when you guys were talking about, hockey doesn't have a household name. I actually think you made a great point. Like, my definition of a household name is if you went to – every different household in the U.S., people are going to know a specific player. And I just don't see that in hockey. I think Shep mentioned Ovechkin, but I guarantee you, if I ask my mom about Ovechkin, she's not going to have any idea who I'm talking about.
She's going to say, what is that, a disease?
Yeah, I mean, I completely agree with you. But if you talk about LeBron James or Brady or Mahomes or somebody, or back in the day, Michael Jordan or Magic, everybody knows who those players are. So I guess my comment is I think you are 100% right. But I think the issue with hockey right now is there's nobody that's really elevated as the best in the sport. I can't remember who Shep said. He mentioned somebody who I think was the leading goal scorer, and I can't remember what his name is specifically.
I
think that's the big issue with hockey.
That might also illustrate the point. And, here's a different point. I want to put in as well. You know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a problem. Like every, like let's think about this. Every sport here in North America is not going to be number one. Everybody's not going to clock, you know, 20 billion in revenue in a year. And so hockey has its place. It is where it is. I'm sure they would want to expand. But is it here for everybody? No, it's not. Like, I could say the same thing about, and thank you, Steve, for calling from Pittsburgh. I could say the same thing about tennis. Like, the NFL sits at number one. It ain't going anywhere. You know, the NBA is right there at number two. It ain't going anywhere. And so we can look at hockey, and it's where it is. I mean, what else are we supposed to do? I don't think there's going to be a massive surge to increase the popularity of hockey. You know, you could think about baseball. It is where it is. And I think baseball, unfortunately, is hemorrhaging when it comes down to viewers. And you can tell me about recent statistics and recent numbers. I do know that attendance and gate numbers are currently up. But for what baseball used to be, a pastime, it's not there anymore. And with so many just challenges in attracting people's attention, it's going to be hard for them to bounce back. Titan is calling from Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I love your show. First year listening. I'm 14 years old. I don't play video games. This is what I do in my free time.
Cool. Awesome, man. Well, what's on your mind? What you thinking about?
When you're talking about hockey and household names, yeah. I think the closest thing hockey has to that is probably Connor McDavid.
Well, that ain't saying much, you know? It's not saying too much.
Yeah, I know about hockey from reading a lot of sports articles, but
okay.
I don't know anybody else who really follows it. And also, I really loved your reaction to Nugget Time, that one caller.
Whoa, when was that? Was that last week?
Yeah.
Well, thank
Listen
you,
to you every time. Week.
I appreciate you, man. Where are you? You up in Washington State?
Yep.
Okay, what's your favorite team? You like the Seahawks, or what are we doing here?
Yeah, I like the Seahawks. I'm proud of my Kraken for making it further than anybody expected in the playoffs.
Okay. Well, there you go, another expansion franchise, the Kraken, the Seattle Kraken. I'm still getting used to saying that. Well, Titan, I appreciate you calling. You call me up anytime, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, take care, brother. Have a good night. He's 14 years old calling me. I'm here for everybody. I'm here for, well, I can't call him a kid. 14 years old is a freshman in high school. I remember because I used to be one. It's the only thing I remember about being 14, nothing else. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Chris is calling from Maine. We're going from one side of the country to the other. What's up, Chris?
Hello, JR. This is Chris. First time calling in. I listen to your show every night on the way home from work.
Cool, man. What's up?
Yeah, so I just wanted to make a couple points, you know, about sports teams in Vegas. Well, first of all, if you look at the census and how the population has changed from like 1990, I mean, there was about 250,000 people living in Vegas. And over time, it's just blown up. You know, I think right in the city, there's got to be close to a million people there.
Two and a half in the metro.
Yeah. So a couple other points here. All right. I'm a huge Raiders fan. I've been going to Raiders games for years. Okay, if the fix is in, why not? Where's the fix for my Raiders?
Well, you know, there's always selective outrage. That he just felt like saying something, you know?
Right. And then my last point is,
yeah,
with these sports teams coming in, what it does is it draws in people from other sports towns. For example, when I used to go to the games in Oakland, you would look around. Let's say we were playing Denver. You might see a few orange jerseys around there, but now you go watch a Raiders game in Vegas, about half the crowd has orange jerseys on because people see Vegas as a fun time to go and visit on the weekend, and, oh, by the way, we're going to go support our team. So there's not a huge home field advantage there anymore like there used to be in Oakland.
Oh, not at all. And have you been to the new Allegiant Stadium?
Not yet. I was supposed to go last year, but I just wasn't able to make it. But definitely this year I'm trying to make it out there.
Let me tell you something. I got a tour of it last year, and it is beautiful, 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 beautiful. It makes being a Raider or being even going into the building, it makes it cool. Like, I'm not a Raider fan. I don't care. I like black. I like silver. I like simplicity. Right. I like badassery. And you walk through Allegiant Stadium, and you just go, man, damn, the Raiders are cool as hell. Like, their stadium is cool. It's sleek. It looks like a spaceship. It's pretty fun. And then I hear everything you're saying, of course. There are people who are booking entire trips just to say, when is my team going to play Vegas? Okay, we'll go from a Thursday to a Monday, and we'll make it a trip. You're 100% correct, Chris.
Yeah, and if the A's go there, it's going to be the same thing. People are going to go there for the weekend to hang out in Vegas and watch their team play the A's.
Yeah, well, that's facts. I know anybody watching the A's right now, there's about a couple of rats and a squirrel watching the Oakland Athletics, but that's for bad reasons. Thank you, Chris, for calling from Maine. Yeah, it is so bad out in Oakland right now. Terrible. Terrible in Oakland. And I'm not talking about the city. Me, personally, I like Oakland, a blue-collar city. I enjoy it. But everything going on with the Athletics is just terrible. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Congratulations to the Golden Knights beating the Panthers tonight 7-2 to take a 2-0 series lead here in the Stanley Cup Finals. When we come back, I want to tell you how bad the Oakland Athletics are. They're not just bad. They are historically bad. I'm talking about 100-plus years of Major League Baseball bad. I'll explain. The Chiefs, speaking of the Raiders, one of their rivals were at the White House today. I'm going to tell you about it. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I certainly appreciate your show. I really think you do the best job on the radio talk shows.
First of all, I want to say, man, I enjoy your show because it's a different voice, and it's I've contemplated calling before.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you about these pitiful, pathetic Oakland Athletics in a second. You know, we're sitting here in the break, Shep and I, and I don't know what prompted it. Doesn't matter. But we started to think about just how many people we talk to and how many people call up. You know, I take great pride in having more folks on the air than any sports talk, anything that you will sit down and listen to and witness. And I appreciate it because I believe that if you can have a two-way conversation, then so be it. I know there's some people who will tell me, oh, JR, you cut people off. Well, only idiots. And it has nothing to do with disagreeing with my opinion. I welcome it. That's why I open up the phone lines. It's people who want to call up and they want to scream or they want to argue or they want to say ignorant things. This is an open forum here for decent conversation and normal talk. But one person that Shep and I have realized has not called up recently, and if he's out there, where the hell are you? Kevin from Louisville, where you at? Where is Kevin from Louisville? Where is he? I feel like the last time I spoke to Kevin from Louisville, he was telling me about making brisket and doing all of this in the backyard, and that's the last we heard of him. Hey, Shep, when's the last time you think he's called? More than a month ago, probably? Maybe a month?
It's got to be more than a month. The other guy that – I mean, there's a lot of great callers that you have, honestly. But a guy I haven't heard talk to you in a minute, James from L.A.
Oh, James? Oh, yeah. Yeah. He's somewhere in L.A. It's summertime, right?
Well, it's always summer in L.A., right?
No Lakers, right?
Well, he's got a reason to call. He's not watching a good team anymore.
Oh,
he can't call the Dodgers good anymore.
Yeah, he'll call up.
Yeah.
He'll call. Yeah, what are the odds that we get one of them in here?
But there was a real caller. They all were callers, but Tom from Chicago.
Oh yeah, Tom.
Who had a very serious surgery.
Oh.
And then called you to tell, and it was like his first call post surgery was to you.
Okay.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
I assume he's doing good then.
That's a good thing.
I assume he's doing good. Yeah, and then not the bus driver. Here we go. He's going to be mad at me.
Daniel from Chicago?
Yeah, Daniel from Chicago.
Well, the guy who hasn't called in a minute, who we both love, Gilberto.
Oh, yeah, Gilberto. He calls from San Diego,
yes,
right?
Yes, we haven't heard from him in a minute.
Yes, Gilberto's my guy, and I have a love-hate relationship with the Repo Man from Michigan. Yeah, when the Repo Man calls me, man, oof.
Right, right.
He's been busy. I don't think we've spoken to him in a couple of months, but he's out there making people's lives a miserable hell right now, the Repo Man. And he takes great pride in repossessing cars, as he should. He said, hey, you don't pay the bill, I'm coming to take your vehicle. What a guy. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Billy from Arizona, and then I want to tell you how pathetic the Oakland Athletics are. Hey, Billy, you're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, JR, man, thanks for having me. You're one bad man on the radio. You know, I'm out here, and we have four major pro sports teams in Arizona. Not a lot of people have that. And we got the Coyotes, who couldn't seem to stay in their arena out in Glendale,
yep,
are now playing in a college arena at ASU, had a vote for having a new stadium built in Tempe. It got shot down for a damn landfill.
And now the guy they want to move him out the state,
And now they're talking about maybe moving him out of the state, but they're having another vote on it to see if they can get this arena still built. It's like, so you're talking about household names. How in the hell can you have a household name when you got NHL teams playing in a damn college arena and nobody wants to watch the game, man? I mean, you know, I could care less about them. And it's like,
wait. You could care less about the Coyotes? Why? Because of their current situation over the past couple of years?
I'm not a huge hockey fan. I find it hard to believe to watch a sport that's played on ice when I live in 110-degree weather in the summertime. give me baseball. Let me watch the Diamondbacks, who are killing it right now. You know, and let me watch these other teams. But my point being is I agree with you that it's hard to have a household name in hockey when you got an NHL team, million-dollar players playing at ASU, watching these college kids walk by.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. And it gets shut down. It gets turned down for a landfill right there. It's like, I mean, I don't know. Phoenix is one of the biggest cities in the United States, and we got everything here, and there's no reason why people can't be voting to keep a pro team here. Not everyone gets four major pro sports in their city.
Yeah, well, for you not being a Coyotes fan in a general sense at all, you ain't going to miss them too much, so you'll be okay.
No, but I was just calling in on, you know, you were talking about, you know, hockey having a hard time, you know,
in your opinion, who's the most famous active hockey player right now?
You know, I honestly really couldn't name one to you.
There you go.
Just going right back to what I was saying. I have a hard time watching hockey when I live in the desert where it's blazing hot.
Yeah, most famous hockey player, Wayne Gretzky. He don't play no more.
No. Well, I know him, and you know,
everybody knows Wayne, but nobody knows nobody else.
I know. I didn't say that because that just goes without saying. You knew I would say something like that.
Well, everybody. Well, thank you, Billy. Appreciate you, man.
But anyway, just before I get off the phone, you're about ready to talk about Oakland. I'm telling you, them Diamondbacks are going to surprise some people this year. So you have a good evening, all right?
All right. Thank you, Billy, for calling from Arizona. Let me tell you, I was out in Phoenix earlier this year for the Super Bowl. I think that's where I was. I can't keep up, man. I don't be knowing where the hell I'm at. Hey, Shep, I was in Phoenix for the Super Bowl, right?
I believe so, yes.
I don't be knowing, man. Yeah, I was in Arizona, okay? And I remember walking by, and I've been there plenty of times. What's the name of this place? Chase Field, if they didn't change the name of it. I walked by Chase Field, and you walk through the downtown and walk by Diana Taurasi Way, and this is Randy Johnson Street and all of this stuff. And I'm just saying to myself, I'm looking up. Downtown has photos of all of the Diamondbacks, and this was before the season started. And I said to myself, I said, who the hell are these guys? I said, who the hell are these guys? I don't like, these are the Diamondbacks? I don't know who these guys are. And good on them. I don't know if they're going to end up beating them Dodgers, though. Sorry. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot to get into. We're going to talk about the Oakland Athletics and how pitiful they are. We're going to talk about the Chiefs going up to the White House. We're going to talk about another NFL player being investigated for gambling. We got more to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, thanks for taking my call. Your show is badass, and you always have a good quality bunch of callers. First of all, I'd tell you, man, I'm a big fan of yours, man. You kill it, man. You do great shows at night, man.
Hey, JR, how's it going? Just want to say I appreciate you. You're my late-night therapist, so I appreciate you. Thank you.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about something good that happens to be the Chiefs. But before we do that, I have to talk to you about something bad. It happens to be the Oakland Athletics, who tonight lost to the Pittsburgh Pirates, the final score, 5-4. The Oakland Athletics are on pace to be historically bad. And that's a lot of history for Major League Baseball. We're talking more than a century, okay? That is more than, it's more history than anybody listening to me has been around. Hey, Shep, how old do you think the oldest listener we have? Probably maybe over 100, right?
Maybe. We know the most vocal listener is one of the oldest.
The guy, Maryland?
Bob from Maryland, yeah.
Oh, 80, what is he, 86?
88, just turned 87, I believe.
Oh, 88 ain't old. 87, 88, he's not old. There are a couple of people. There's somebody. Hey, if you're over 100 years old and you're listening to us right now, good for you. Thank you so much for listening. But the Oakland Athletics are approaching being so bad that no living person has ever witnessed it before. I told you tonight they lost 5-4, but here's the deal. They have a record now of 12-50. Their winning percentage is 20%, 203, okay? This is the third worst in Major League history through, like, the first 60 games of a season. The only teams that were worse, you got to go to 1904, the Washington Senators, and the 1932 Red Sox, okay? That's a long time ago. The A's, they are both the worst in scoring runs and also preventing them. They're only scoring on average about 3 runs a game. And every game, they're giving up about 6 or 7 runs. Listen to this. This is sad. I want to cry. I really do. They're giving up, or they have given up, about 200 more runs than they have scored this year. 200. That's impossible. As a matter of fact, that's the second worst in baseball, and that's the worst in MLB history through the first 60 games. The team ERA right now is 6.63. The all-time worst ERA for a team ever was in 1930 with the Phillies. They lost 102 games. Their ERA was 6.60. And so the Oakland Athletics can certainly, they can beat that record. And, oh, yeah, by the way, they are on pace to lose 129 games. They've played 62 games. They've only won 12 of them. Like, they're not outside winning baseball games by accident. And all the fans in Oakland, they've quit on them. And I don't blame them because the ownership quit on them first. It's sad. What a way to kind of push a team out the door. Nobody knows who plays on the team. It's a bunch of nobodies. They're going to sell off dudes. Anybody worth a damn. It's just sad. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Well, let's look on the bright side. Let's actually talk about a team that is good. The Kansas City Chiefs decided to, well, they didn't decide. They were invited to the White House. That's what happens when you win a Super Bowl. You go to the White House. You eat exquisite food, I assume, unless you're being served, what was it, Big Macs? Anyway, somebody fed the students Big Macs. But look, the Kansas City Chiefs went, and they were hanging out with Biden today. Thank God he didn't fall over anything today. And Andy Reid was there, of course. And you had Mahomes there, of course. And they're just having a good time. Kelce. And speaking of food, Andy Reid, he was happy to be at the White House. And I'm sure he ate a whole lot. Listen to him.
I'll tell you what, we're fired up to be here as a football team. President Biden, your staff, we thank you from the bottom of our hearts for inviting us to the White House. Everybody good? We're really fired up. We are really fired. Inviting us to the White House for this celebration of a championship. From the tour that we had, to the history here, to the great food, man. You can't forget the great food. To the great food.
Andy Reid, I didn't dub that. He loved the food. You know, I've never been to the White House. I've been by that. I was going to say something else. I've been by that place plenty of times. All my friends go to the White House. All my friends in D.C. All my friends in D.C., they work in public policy. They go to the White House like it's nothing. I need to schedule myself a trip. Anyway. The guy who currently works and resides in the White House, President Joe Biden, he was there and he was making jokes, especially about Andy Reid. Not a fat joke, but a joke about getting him back to Philly. Listen to this.
And then there's Coach Andy Reid. I was asked by the mayor of Philadelphia to arrest him and take him back to Philly, but I can't do that. 24 seasons.
Oh, yeah. That was a bad joke. Wonder who wrote that for him.
Yeah, I'm sounding kind of funny right now.
Huh? You?
Yeah, I ain't too bad right now, am I?
Yeah, I don't know which one of his staffers wrote the joke, but yeah, just not funny. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got Rob calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, Rob?
Mr. JR, sir, man, I think the Denver Nuggets coach is messing up the plans, man. You cannot play seven players and expect your starters to be ready to play the whole game. He reminded me of the boy at the 49ers, Coach Shanahan.
Shanahan?
He reminded me of Shanahan. Look, you at the Falcons, the only thing you had to do was run the ball, and you're a champion. But you decide to throw the ball to be all pretty and cute. Okay. You let Brady come back and kick you in the butt. Right. And then you do it again with the 49ers.
This is interesting to bring up Mike Malone and then evoke the name of Shanahan. What's your issue? Only his rotation? Like, what do you want him to do?
You playing seven guys. You need to have your starters ready.
He's playing, for the most part, he's playing three guys.
My point exactly. You see what I'm saying?
But that's not unusual to have an 8-man rotation in the postseason. That is not unusual.
But Jay, if you got a sorry squad, they don't have a sorry squad. Everybody on that team is capable of production, scoring, making plays.
Who do you want to see play for the Nuggets that hasn't gotten burnt?
I just want everybody to play.
No. That's a cop-out answer. Yeah. So since you're so knowledgeable about everybody on their roster, who do you think Mike Malone is not playing that should be out there contributing?
That little rookie they got, they just got. Let him get some burn. Holland get some burn.
Okay.
Let somebody get that, man.
Rob, come on, man. You know better,
they need
Rob.
The rest. You seen joke out
there. Hey, Rob, call me back, when they hoist the Larry O'Brien, okay?
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Okay. Thank you,
have a good
Rob.
One, sir.
Okay, you too. He just calling me to talk smack. Why is he wasting everybody's time? Mike Malone needs to play more of his players. He's playing seven guys. No, he's actually playing eight. Well, who do you want to see play instead? That rookie. Come on now. Mike Malone ain't costing them nothing. How about them playing defense is costing them? How about they were winning yesterday? How about they won the first game and they were winning that one? They gave it up a little bit towards the end. Mike Malone, why are we talking about him like he sucks? Like he's Joe Mazzulla with timeouts or something. Hey, good for Joe Mazzulla. He's going to keep his job, too, with Boston. They're going to hold on to him. Sam Cassell is joining him as well. I like Sam Cassell. He was a fun dude to watch. Unless he was torching your team. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We got a lot of callers on the line. If you call me up, I will get you on the air. We got so much more to get into. Kyrie, reportedly, he wants LeBron in Dallas. We got a Colts player. It seems that he was betting on the Indianapolis Colts. That is a no-no. He's about to get the boot. Jaren Jackson, he has some news on Ja Morant. He says Ja Morant is good. And then Leonard Floyd, he has a new team. He's going to be playing for the Buffalo Bills. We got a lot to do, a lot to talk about. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
You realize we spend a third of our life sleeping? I know, stuck in traffic was a good guess too, but now that you know you sleep so much, why aren't you sleeping on the most comfortable mattress arguably made in America? A brand new iComfort Eco by Serta. It's supportive and designed to keep you cool, comfortable, and feeling restored. Or check out Serta's Perfect Sleeper for pressure-relieving comfort and support while maintaining a balanced temperature. Serta mattresses made right here in Michigan, and they have been for over 110 years. Go to Serta.com. Find a retailer near you. That's Serta.com.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.